You're listening to
the Almost Anything Network.
Oh, hey guys, this is Say Anything, by the way.
Why don't we start fucking going to the gym, man? I want to lose like 20 pounds and gain 5 pounds of muscle.
I've already been going to the gym.
I want
to
do the 30-10. I want to lose 30 pounds of fat and gain 10 of muscle.
I've been going to the gym.
Oh, you bastard. That's right. You have a membership. Where do you go?
LA Fitness.
Now, do you like the one you go to?
It's pretty cool.
Does it have a pool?
Yes.
Now, the one LA Fitness I went to here in Long Beach, you go to the one about down, it's close to the traffic circle, I'm assuming.
It's in East Long Beach, yeah.
There's one up off a cherry here that it's all right, but I've gone several times when I had like free passes from friends where like the seats were left sweaty, the jacuzzi wasn't working.
Well, no,
shower heads were broken. It was like things were not as nice as you'd want them to be.
The one I went to wasn't like that. I mean, there's definitely people that are working there or that are, you know, using it. It's not like it's like you're the only one there.
That's my only thing.
But it's definitely like people are courteous. Everybody's courteous when it comes to germs now because everybody sees their own sweat and wipes their – everybody comes with their own towels now and comes with their own little
like
gym bags that have their own
accoutrements. It's more like the trash that's left around or people – you know, people forget things. How many times have you dropped something? But it's just like – I just want to make sure that it's a clean place.
I just don't like, and we've talked about this on another podcast before, where I don't like the free range nudity of the dude's locker room.
What the hell is that about? Okay, I know, I'll tell you straight up, I'm a prude. I learned this about myself recently with my girlfriend that I'm way more of a prude than I ever thought I was. I thought it was open-minded.
And not necessarily to her, just with other people.
No, it's just
strangers.
With her, I'm fucking fine. It's just,
of course. It's not like you don't want to get naked with her.
I'm talking
about
being a prude about public nudity.
Right.
I always was uncomfortable around it with high school gym. I'd always try to change real fast. I took a shower.
I was in band, so I never even had that happen. Like, I was never really in gym.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to worry about, like, taking showers together or anything.
I would always make it a quick process or either like skip the shower or because I was always self-conscious.
I remember a lot of people in my class, like I had friends that were in that took gym, obviously. They never took showers.
Yeah.
They would change their clothes, obviously.
I changed my clothes, put some deodorant on.
Yeah. They would never take showers. The only people that would take showers were the kids that were in football. The football players would take showers.
Well, I did that too, and that's what I'm saying. Like, even then, I would always be like, all right, guys, I'm going to bail out quick so I can get home and take a shower because I don't want to fucking shower in front of you, dude.
I can understand after practice, just walk home and take a shower at your house.
Yeah.
You don't need to go like, well, I'm going to lube up first before
that's
I walk home.
That's what I'm saying. So, and even then, when I'd go to the gym, it's the same kind of thing where maybe I'd rinse off after going in the pool, but I just keep my shorts on just to rinse off the chlorine, and then I'd go take an actual shower at home.
I was such a dirty child when I was in high school. Lord. Like, the one year that I was...
Like, pervy?
No. The one year that I did take gym wasn't even really gym. It was racquetball. It was like...
That's fucking a workout, though, man.
It was a semester class, and I had one semester before graduation, so it was like that I had to fill up, and I'm like, why not racquetball? It's easy, and I could say I was on the varsity racquetball team. And... And I got a patch and everything, or a letter and everything, and I didn't get a jacket or whatever, but I...
Oh, you should have, man. You should have got the Letterman.
It was either my parents said, like, you can either get a class ring or a Letterman's jacket, and I was like...
You should straight up... You got the letter, though?
I have it somewhere.
You actually have the letter that would iron onto the letter?
You could, yeah, somewhere.
I'm going to buy you your color, your the year. I want you to put that letter on it, and I'm going to put anything... Almost anything network. On the
I'd rather have that than the letter for sure.
We should make some Letterman like no, that's
Letterman's
gay.
Jackets for the
nobody wears Letterman.
I do like the T-shirts though.
We should get T-shirts. We should try to GoFundMe some T-shirts or
yeah, we could do a GoFundMe campaign.
What's that other
Kickstarter?
Kickstarter. We should do that. Like, but we don't. We have to give them something. What do we give them? Talent.
We could also say they could, you know, come and visit us watching, you know, watch a recording of the show, or they could, you know,
really clean this room up,
have lunch with us one night or something, or, you know, like we could go meet them somewhere and have a drink with them or something.
They could buy us breakfast.
There you go. Their donation gets breakfast with us. There, that's a good one.
I'm in.
But we need to get to a point where people want to be around us. Yeah. It's one thing to listen to us, but it's another thing to be like, I want to be these guys' friends. But I think a lot of podcasts are that way, where people do feel like, you know, we divulge a lot of shit on these things. You know, I've probably said all sorts of things in the amount of time that we've done radio and podcasts and whatever. Like, we have so much shit that's been ironed out, or at least with me. I know I've divulged a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you creepy motherfucker.
But it's like, if everybody suddenly knows everything I've said up until this point and that'd comes back to amazing. Me and tells me something like, remember that time when you talked about this? I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't remember that shit.
Daryl,
how do you know that shit?
I've known you on coming, what, almost 15 years now?
At least.
Something like that. And I don't remember half the shit we've said on here.
That's what I'm saying. But there's a recording of it out there, and there's somebody out there that could have heard it. And that's the thing about podcasts now, is that everybody that listens knows your life, but you don't know them. So when they come up to you, they know everything about you, and you don't know shit about them.
That's why.
And that's the dynamic that you got to work with, where you're like, they know everything I've talked about.
That's why it's better.
But I don't know anything. They're a stranger to me.
That's why it's better to live as Chip Shadow.
Yep, totally.
It makes things a lot nicer.
You know what's cool is to have that alter ego.
It is kind of nice.
To have that, like, I'm going to be this.
By the way,
I think that's that catfish. How many people do you think catfish people now? Like,
it's probably common. Like,
not be, like, the people that do it versus get it done to them.
All right. I want to ask you a question. I don't think I got catfish, but what is the level of catfish? Like, so
somebody dupes you in a personality that's not really them. Not saying like their name's but
here's my experience.
They have a kid, but they don't really have a kid, or something like that.
Let me tell you what happened to me, and you tell me if I got catfished or not.
Right.
I was probably like 17 or 18, maybe 19. It's right around that age, late teens. I was probably 19 because I was legal, or I was a.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I could buy cigarettes. I remember I was smoking at the time.
Oh, I meant like you know, you could fuck and nobody was going to like arrest you
too.
For like
that too.
Statutory rape or anything.
And I got onto a chat room back in AOL.
Nice, AOL chat room.
And I got to texting with this girl. I can't even remember her name now.
No, you were chatting with her, man.
That's right. I was chatting with this girl. And she was from Fresno. And blah, blah, blah. We got to having this online chatting that was
like
fun.
Like a sexting type of not thing? Really, or like really sex,
but we were definitely very like
flirtatious.
You know, you're cute. I really like the way you talk. I like you too.
Did you know what she looked like? Did you guys send pictures or anything?
No. We didn't send pictures to each other. But she did say, hey, me and my friend has a friend.
She was the same age.
Yeah, I think she was 18 and I was 19. So she was going to come down. She was saying like her friend had been chatting with somebody out in Riverside. And she had been chatting with me, and so they were going to come down from here from Fresno together, and we were all going to meet up.
I think you've told me this story, but go on.
I think I have too, because it's fuck.
It is good though. It's great.
It's not that great, but don't hype it up too much.
The story's not that bad.
But all I remember was when I showed up there, I had her stay at a hotel nearby here because I didn't want her to fucking stay here. I didn't know who she was.
It's so weird that you're. Everybody's motive is like, I want to fuck this chick.
But that wasn't mine.
Really?
My motive was like, yeah, because I've always been this kind of like hopeless romantic where I was like, yeah,
how far
eventually
did you want it to go?
Well, I was really liking this. You've known me a long time. I'm not a Casanova. I'm not
so
like
you
a
were looking
by the number.
For something like a girlfriend or
I thought she was going to be cool, right? And so I meet up with her and first of all, she doesn't look anything like I thought she would look.
Awesome.
And I'm not saying she didn't look bad. She was really skinny. I mean, like
what did she describe herself as?
She was described herself as like a 5'5 Latin girl.
You meant she's just described herself as a 5.
As a 5. I'm she a described five. Herself as a southern 5.
I'm a 5.
A northern 6. But no, she described herself as 5'5 Hispanic girl with like blue eyes and like dark hair.
Was she in fact Hispanic and like blue eyes?
She was Hispanic and blue eyes. Well, she had brown eyes. She didn't have blue
eyes. I can
eyes.
Understand. I you know, she says 120. She's really 140.
She was 5'2", and she was like a stick. I mean, like skinnier than most people I've ever seen. Like,
and
she
you're
was
not
super
into
skinny.
Rail thin I mean, skinny?
I mean, it wasn't that bad, but it was just a shock to me because I'm like, I'm 6'3".
I'm going to break you.
I'm 240 pounds at the time. I'm like, okay, I wasn't mad at it. I was just like, that's not what I expected. Fine. But she had this, and this is me being a straight up dick, all right? She had a hair lip.
Oh, like a Joaquin Phoenix thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that threw me off because she never once mentioned that. So I'm like,
you can fix that apparently now.
Which is fine. But and I didn't try to throw it off. I was like, okay, well, you look different than I thought. All right. Well, anyway, let's get in the car. We're going to travel to Riverside to meet the other girl's boyfriend. And this
isn't
is a good time for us to kind of talk and chat and get to know each other a little bit.
Isn't it weird that it's just one thing that just is like, that's it? Like, that's the one. You're like, I'm into you, except that you, and it so could be so superficial and dumb. But for whatever reason, it is.
That was just the start. But when we got in the car and started driving, her girlfriend was super fucking chatty and annoying.
Too chatty,
and she was no offense, but she looked she was a heavier girl too. She right. reminded me of Crystal, but not in the fact that she was into cats or anything like that. But, like, she was that, like, very, like, I'm just going to control this conversation. This is my conversation.
And I've noticed a lot of people that do that, it's because they're nervous. It's because their nerves take over, and that's what they do when they're nervous is,
and that's
I gotta talk about nothing, and somehow I gotta control this because I can't just sit here.
Yeah. So I understand that, but she's just chatting her head off, and I'm driving, I'm just trying to be nice, and we get out to the guy's house in Riverside. And, okay, mind you, when I'm 19, I'm straight edge.
Of course.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. I'm a clean-cut kid.
Right. But and it's not like you're not wanting to hook up with these ladies.
I don't knock down. Yeah, I'm still a horny kid.
Yeah, you're.
But I'm just not. You know what? That's not true. I don't smoke, but I do dabble in the drinking. So I'll have a drink here and there. But I hadn't gotten drunk at that point.
Right.
You know? So, because I don't like the taste, so I'd usually, like, take one sip and, like, kind of put it off to the side. Be like, okay, guys, I'm drinking too. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm part of the
guys. Yeah, I was that nerd. So, anyway, so we get out there, and we meet this guy, and we go into his house, and he's one of these, how do you describe him?
A douche?
Definitely a douche, but he wore, like, the raver pants where, so he was really skinny dude, like probably like 5
parachute pants shit.
Yes. He was like 5'9", wearing the real parachute pants, the almost the goth but raver.
Right.
Wears like the real tight real tight shirt.
Right.
But the big parachute pants.
Oh my god. I knew that guy fully.
That's what I'm saying. He was just that kind of douchey character. And
I had a lot of friends that were that friend. Or
his
that,
face
or that
was just messed up with zits.
Of course.
And the girl that was coming to meet him, they straight up, we all went into my car, and he was just annoying off the bat. He was just like this real know-it-all kid, wanted to listen to like the electronic music, or techno, and he wanted to, we went to his house, he was the kid that had nothing in his room but like 3 computer screens, and he was like, I'm a fucking WoW master. Like, I don't remember what the game was of the day, but he was like, I'm a gaming king kind of guy. Like, I know
awesome.
How to do all this. You're like, whatever, dude. It's fucking Need for Speed. Calm down. It's not real.
Can you imagine? That's the nice.
He was straight up like the character. Have you seen Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
He was almost that
guy. The trench coat and everything?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He was like 2 steps from being that guy.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad for those types of people. I don't feel like I am. But I am a person that fell into a niche, too. We all fall into niches.
It.
But it's like, how do you fall into that niche? And I'm so glad I didn't fall into that niche.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't that one. But
I like the – I'm a nerd for sure. I'm going to like things that probably people...
The majority is not going to like.
Yeah. Or mostly women aren't going to like.
Right. The ladies aren't going to necessarily be like, let me get on my knees for that.
But that's even more so not the case anymore. No. Because women are just becoming men and women are becoming women. So it's this. It's like the genders are the same now. But it's definitely like traditionally, you know, there's been a lot of things where you can only talk about this type of shit with your friends, a small group of people, and for the majority of the world, like your parents or your girlfriend or your, a lot of coworkers or whatever, they're going to be all like, what's that nerd right, shit?
Stop defending the douche. So, so anyway, we all get into my car and we start taking off.
Right. Okay? And so are they into you? Like, is she liking you?
So far we're getting along. But we really, me and the girl that I'm meeting, really haven't had a chance to talk because the girlfriend was hijacking the conversation. And when we got there, he and her were kind of hijacking everything because they were both kind of these very amped
alpha,
very amped people, very like we got this, blah blah blah. And me and her were both these B type, very beta. Right. We're just like, all right, well you guys know what you're doing. We're following along, and right. Once we get there, so anyway, so we go off, and he takes us off where he's all like, oh, I know this great spot. And this great spot was, okay, track housing area.
That's a great spot.
Right, so great. And it's a cul-de-sac, which has no houses.
Awesome.
So we stop there, but there's a fence. And we go through the fence.
Nice.
Climb up to the top of this hill, and we just sit up on the top of the hill. That's the great spot, right behind these houses.
Did it have a view?
It had a decent view, but, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was nice, but it was out in the desert, and it was dark, so...
So you're in the IE looking at some view.
Yeah, and it's the evening, and it's pretty. Cold? I'm not going to die. I'm not going to lie. This was the summer, so it was warm. So him and that girl basically go off, and we can hear them start fucking.
Awesome.
We're like, first of all, we just met each other.
Awesome. So how long do you think they knew each other for?
From what I understood from her taking over the conversation, they had been chatting like as long as me and the girl I've been chatting with, and that was seriously like maybe 3 to 4 months.
Awesome.
So we were chit-chatting, and this is the first time they saw each other in person, and they just went straight to like doing it. And I'm basically just saying like, so, hi, I'm finally meeting who you are. And I've at this point, I'm a virgin.
Right.
I'm a virgin at this point, so I don't have any moves.
No bases.
I mean, the most I've ever done was kiss a girl. And
that was your mom, or?
Well,
sorry.
She's got sweet lips, all right?
I was going to say.
But no, so the most I've ever done was kiss a girl, and right. That was like in high school, and that was it.
Right.
So when I meet this girl, I don't have any smooth moves.
Well, that's the
thing. That's why I'm chatting with girls online.
Probably their 3 months was a lot different online than your 3 months.
It must have been, because ours was definitely what my felt was like. We were doing that cheesy, what's the movie I'm looking
writing
for?
Writing poetry to each
what's
other
that,
and shit.
What's that? We're doing like Bridges Over Madison County type encounters.
Right.
And
right.
They're doing like, hey, I want to deep
letters
dick you all night long.
Yeah, letters to Penthouse. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we had two different things going on. And I'm trying to be smooth. And I actually like this girl. I'm trying to be respectful, show some chivalry.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so I chit-chat with her, but she's so shy, she doesn't really want to talk to me. So it's hard to, like,
get a
conversation.
A lot of girls like that buffer. I think that's why girls go after guys in prison, is because there's that buffer.
Yeah.
It's
that writing where it could take you 3 days to write this letter that takes you 15 minutes to read, but it sounds so smooth. But when you get together, it's like, okay, that's going to take 3 days for you to hear it come out of me.
And I'm going to have to, like, tell you, oh, not that. I didn't mean that. Let me erase. Let me go back. Yeah. Let me go back. Delete, delete, delete.
Exactly. Let me think this out.
Yeah. That's what writing always – I think that's why people love to text now more than like have a conversation, is because now you can text your initial thought, read it again, and go, wait, is that really what I want to think? Or send? No, let's rewrite this, or let's put in this added word, or let's make it sound more assertive or whatever, and then suddenly – you're writing these paragraphs, and it's like, dude, you could have had that paragraph in a conversation, but they don't want a conversation. They want that paragraph.
It takes let me take that hour to write that paragraph instead of just talking to you.
Right.
And I get that, and that's exactly what we probably did. Like, so when we had our chat conversations, I was just being like, I like the girl. So I was never being like, I want to spread those lips and show my head into the door. It didn't turn into like dirty how ever.
Much I want to nail you.
No, it never. I mean, it got into like how much I like you, but it wasn't. It never got to like, hey, when I see you, I want you to jump on me.
Asked for a picture that whole time.
I don't remember asking for a picture, but if I did, she must have sent me, you know, one of those pictures where she was just like, let me go this way where there's no, cause I don't,
right. Right.
I just remember seeing her and being like, you do not look at all like I thought you looked.
Cause that's always a given, but I would always think online dating definitely consisted of like, I want to see you before I meet you.
I must have done something, but at that point, honestly, it's been such a long time. I don't know. That was.
Man, I've had the same thing, though. I remember I was that third wheel for a couple of times with online dating because I was never really that guy that pulled the trigger. Like, I would chat with girls online, but never got to the point where I was like, I want to meet this lady or whatever.
This was the one and only time I've ever done this. And I just remember, like, so I tried to talk to her a little bit, and she was really kind of shy, and I remember we basically hear them done. They come back and was like, so, hey, guys, how you guys doing? How come you guys are still here? And I'm just like, well, we were just chit-chatting and blah, blah, blah. Basically, have you ever seen Funny People with
Chevy Chase?
No. Funny People with
I was thinking Funny Farm.
Not Funny Farm. Funny People, Judd Apatow's movie with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Well, I was Seth Rogen in that scene where they were in the room where he goes and fucks the one girl, comes out, and Seth Rogen is just still chit-chatting with her and then ends up fucking the second girl. It was almost like that where that girl was like, we got back. I don't think he's fucked her, but
I was going to say, did he fuck the girl you were into too?
Not that I know of, but all I know is like he got his end, came out, and we were just still just chit-chatting. And we went back
to some hilltop.
Yeah, that's what that's me too. I'm like, my first time, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't want to do it out in the dirt. I don't have a blanket
or
nothing.
And you didn't even have protection or anything.
I had nothing. I wasn't prepared for this. So I should have been. I should have been smarter. But anyway, so we get back, and we go back to the hotel, and she says goodbye to her guy at the house, and I drive her back to the hotel, and I say goodnight to them, and I kind of say, like, would you like me to stay? And they're both like, no, it's okay. We got this. And so I just kind of said, okay, well, I'm here in the morning, so if I just live down the street, in the morning, call me, we'll hang out. And they never called me. And then I talked to her on the phone, and she was like, well, I don't know why you didn't make any moves that night. And I was like, your whole thing was you just wanted me to fuck you.
Mm.
And I guess I was too young and naive to know what to do at the time, and I have never kicked myself more, but...
No game, huh?
No game, and it was really... You weren't the person I thought you were.
But it was interesting that I understand women wanting you to make the first move.
She would ask me to stay there, right?
True.
That's what I was thinking. We're like, you'll ask me to stay there, and your girlfriend will go wait in the car or go fucking...
Or just stay there tonight. It is interesting that, like, I've had both experiences where you want to be proactive. You already think this girl likes you, so you're like, all right, I know this girl likes me. I'm going to be assertive, and I'm going to, like, you know, make it known that I like her with going in and trying to kiss her or trying to do something in a way of, like, I'm going to try to put my hand around you or I'm going to try to, like, you know, maybe hold your hand or whatever, you know, something that makes you go, like, this is going to be a benchmark, or this is going to be a marker of, like, either she's going to be into this or she's not.
Yeah.
And if she's not, I'm going to know real quick whether I should be going further in this.
Yeah. Okay. I know if I'm going to first base or if I'm going
home
just riding
the bench. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what? I'm sure she was giving you those types of signs where it was like,
it's also,
I'm into you. I mean, it's not less, but it isn't like, but that's the thing with women. They can give you that, like, oh, I'll hold your hand, and then you go, oh, okay, if she's holding my hand, I'm going to let her suck my dick later, or I'm going to expect that. And but then she's going, like, well, I thought we were going to make out a little bit.
I didn't know we were going to
dick sucking yet.
I've always been a very naive kid.
Right.
There's been multiple times where I know, and I've talked to the girls, like, years later, and, like, when you look back at it, you're like, holy shit, they gave you all the signs. They gave you all the signs in the world. Short of saying,
do me,
get over here and do this.
Yeah. But now they have to with the laws that there are. Yeah, exactly. They have to basically say, please
do me
now.
See, the laws would have helped me as a kid. I'll be like,
say that we can do this.
See, the laws would have helped me as a kid because they would have came up to me and be like, hey, I here's your permission. Come in. But there's multiple times that I've always been dim-witted, I guess you would say. Like, I always consider myself a smart guy, but when it comes to relationships and stuff, I do not have a skill at keeping and holding on to relationships of any kind or reading women of any kind. So it's definitely been a struggle most of my life. So,
well, maybe
I totally see that they probably gave me signs that I totally missed.
But now that you've had experience and can see those signs because you've seen how they don't work if you don't address them in a certain way, now you can address them in a different way.
And that's why I'm in an almost 2-year-long relationship now.
So there you go. So
I've gotten a little better.
So all of your non-game has helped you have game later.
My non-game, and I'll be honest, my friend zoning.
Right.
My friend zoning has taught me a lot.
Oh, man. Every guy's had one girl that he just wants to look back and go like, we should have fucked in the first 2 weeks or never been friends at all.
Uh-huh. But because of all my friend zoning, and I was like the perfect friend zone, I've gotten tons of those because I never knew how to, you know, pull the hammer down.
And don't let you, though. That's the thing, because they know exactly what they're doing. You talk to women and they go, oh, I didn't know he was like that, or right. I didn't know he liked me like that. And you're like, bullshit.
He was in your bedroom on your bed and you were half naked. He liked you. Anyway.
Yeah. No shit. He watched you undress.
Jump on you. He was trying to be a gentleman. Anyway, let's not open that can of worms of my head.
I've been there. We've all been there if you're a guy.
Exactly. But I think that also I've learned to the art of listening. Hmm. So me sitting there and just letting a girl fucking rant her head off, letting my girlfriend tell me everything that's going on, good, bad, ugly, let her get it out. Don't tell her how to fix it. Just be like, that sucks. I'm with you. That's terrible. You know,
yeah, you're
that,
just that the, girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm always the yes man.
Like, yep.
Yeah, right. That bitch is a bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. He's an
asshole. Hey, girlfriend, you know what you need?
You know what? You're right. You're awesome. You're the queen. But that skill set that got me nothing back in the day has made this relationship work. Because there's been a lot of times where like that has gotten us through arguments because I'm just kill it with kindness and listen.
Well, I think also women at this age, now that we're obviously dating women that are over 30 as well as we are, they're into different priorities, or they've been in that same experience where they've treated men in a certain way all through their 20s and realized, like, I've had a lot of guys leave me. Maybe I need to do something about how I treat these guys. Or maybe having sex with them on the first date isn't something I need to be doing. Man, I've noticed certain women now, like, I guarantee you, the only time they've read a passage in a book is when they get it tattooed on their body.
And half the time they don't even, like, they do.
They only know that passage. They haven't even read the whole book.
I was gonna say, they don't know the fucking story that they put on their bodies, which is so annoying to me. Where you're like, awesome that you put a Robert Frost quote on your leg. That's so beautiful. Have you read any Robert Frost?
No shit.
No, I just looked up quotes online. What the fuck?
Yeah. Why not put like some sort of like imagery of a Robert Frost poem and have it be more of a symbolic of like, this is like the two roads, one's not taken or whatever. Like, that's a picture.
Yeah.
And that's what a tattoo is. It should be a picture. Like, I don't want to read some paragraph on your body and be like, awesome.
Wait. I understand paragraph, but would you do any words?
Certain words, sure.
Because like,
that's tattoos. Like, a word, maybe a phrase.
Because I've always like, I was always cool with like, our friend got his brother's name tattooed. And that one, I was like,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey, if I was going to get a tattoo, that's the only one so far that I've been like, yeah, that's one
names,
I'm
mom
in.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd ever put mom.
You have some sort of like, you know, if you're a military guy, you put Semper Fi or Freedom or some shit, or your troop number or some shit like that. That's fine.
If you were a Boy Scout or like an Eagle Scout, would you put your troop number? Troop 596.
If I was really into it, if I was really into my Eagle Scout, my stepdad was an Eagle Scout.
Would you tattoo all your patches on your chest? Like, I'm hardcore Eagle.
I'm sure there's a dude out there that has a sash tattooed on him with all of his, like, Eagle Scout patches on his body.
I want to see that, dude. There's a video going out online where this woman had a infection under her tattoo, right? So they had to cut it open to release all, like, apparently...
Like not, cancer or something?
I don't know if it was... I don't think it was cancer. I think it was just an infection, which I don't know. I'm dumb to medical
stuff. My dad had a skin infection that kind of did that same thing where it just... It was a... Was it a pus? Flesh, it was a flesh-eating, like, just virus that just, like, took over his arm.
This wasn't like that. This one, it had to do with the tattoo. So it was a tattoo-based infection, so the needles or whatever.
Right,
and
so
all this pus formed. Artist. All this pus formed, and it was a big back tattoo, and all this pus had formed under this big net. You don't want to watch it. I know you. Your stomach cannot handle it. But they cut it open, and all this fluid, I mean, like, it looked like a five-gallon drum worth of fucking
like two
fluid.
Two girls, one cup?
Like the fluid looked at it was, but it was straight up out of a cup out of her back, so it was very liquidy, it was very brown, kind of almost like looking like Nestle Quick brown, like that and blood mixed with blood, and then at the end it was like big chunks of blood and stuff coming, and then the worst part is they it all like kind of stops coming out on its own, and he sticks his finger in the hole. And, like, kind of goes around, like, liposuction, and more of this fluid starts pouring out. It's so gross. It is the most disgusting thing. And that is one of the things. I don't know what happened as far as the tattoo infection goes. Did she get tattooed by a dirty needle? Or did it just, she not
take
care of it properly?
Some people don't take
to
the ink or whatever.
I don't know what caused it. All I know, it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen. And I've seen a lot of disgusting things, man.
Man, that one almost made me lose my lunch. I watched that, The Ink Master, it's like a tattoo competition
Dude,
show.
Dude, that's such a crazy idea to be a volunteer on that show, by the
way. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, some people, you that's tell the producers, like, hey, I want a Egyptian theme. And then, okay, they might pick an Egyptian theme to go along with their show. So maybe you get picked, and now you're one of the 10 people that get an Egyptian theme.
Yeah. There was one guy I remember seeing on that show, I don't know what, couple years ago, where they were doing head tattoos, or you did a head tattoo, you're like, you're gonna let a novice, some brand new guy, or some guy trying to prove his abilities here, tattoo your face in your head. That's permanent, brother.
And not only that, but here's the thing that they have, is that every week is a challenge, so it's a certain like technique challenge, like saturation or lines or color or whatever. So a lot of these guys, okay, if the challenge is color that week and you're an artist that only does black and white portraits or whatever, you're going to fucking suck it up that week. And you're going to try to have to do some, like, complicated thing that's taking a lot of color.
So you're gonna
now suddenly this person that goes, like, I want the starfish with a wave and a surfer riding with him fucking some other girl. And I want it all on my chest. And they're going to be like, I normally do portraits.
This comes back to your mentioning earlier about multitasking, where why can't we just have specialists? This person specializes in black and white.
And that's
the thing. This person specializes
in
portraits.
In normal culture, they do. But in this show, they're looking for the ink master because that can
do
be
it
the
all.
Best in everything.
I guess I understand that's the point, but at the same time, you're like, that's a big risk for
that
volunteer.
But that's the thing. In any
art,
we got enough, but in any art, that's the thing. For TV, it's a whole different playing field. But with real art, you're going to look for one guy that knows how to do that one thing really awesome, and you go, oh, I like that guy's art. I'm going to get exactly what he does.
Everybody finds somebody they like.
And get that, because that's the thing with any art is it's not necessarily what they do. It's I want to see that their hand. I want people to see this and go, I know exactly who did it.
Either that or like it's everybody's.
Like I see that painting and I know it's a Monet or I know it's a Jackson Pollock. It's like I know that person because only that person does it.
It's that and two. It's I totally agree with that. That's 90%. But it's also if I see this person and he does work that looks good to me, this guy can do shitty, shaky stuff. But you're like, hey man, I want a shitty, shaky thing on my arm.
That's what
looks good to me.
I think that's the thing. It's like if I personally wanted like a picture of like my unborn child or something. and I had some image like, in my head or whatever of what this is
like
gonna...
some abortion yes. tattoo.
Yes, I want an aborted fetus tattooed
just
on my body.
Prom night dumpster baby.
Exactly, I want that on my chest. And I know this one guy knows how to do sick fucking fetus baby tattoos.
Gross tattoos. This is my guy.
Then I'm gonna go. That's the guy I want. It's
yeah.
If
but the
it's
guy that's
the new school guy that only does crazy little like you know Pikachus and cartoon characters. Then
I want
I'm
the
be
90s
like,
tribal band on my arm. I want that guy that does the great tribal band, still 90s style.
Yeah, I want a barbed wire with a tribal band on top of it.
Yep, I want it. I want a mix, bro. Like no one's ever
I
done
want
it,
a
man.
Tribal barbed wire band.
I want barbed wire with feathers, bro.
With
no
the,
one would know.
With the dream catcher on it. Yep. But that's the thing. It's like, I'm sure if
some
you...
Some guy with
if
fucking tattoos is going to kick our ass.
I'm so past my tattoo phase. Well, like, at first, I felt like I was going to get a tattoo at some point in my life. And then I kind of went... I went 5 years...
Sorry about the mic drop. Literal.
So it's like I went 5 years after my phase of will I or won't I, and then suddenly I figured out that I wasn't, and then it's like, well, I guess I'm just not going to get in.
This is my opinion. People I've seen with tattoos, I've seen some awesome tattoos, and good for them. That's awesome. But I've also seen people that get tattoos, especially when we were young.
Totally.
That definitely regretted them and either got them changed or went and got them, tried to get them removed.
I'd want a sick-ass temporary tattoo.
That's what I...
Something
dude,
that I could wear...
you are speaking my fucking language, man.
Something that I could wear for like a week, and then it suddenly just goes away. Like, not... That's, but not henna. Like, something
no, cool
badass. Henna. Not
like, I want
not
it to
like
look
henna.
Like an actual tattoo.
Yeah.
I don't want it to actually be permanent. I'm so with you, man, because I was... That's what I was telling my girlfriend the other day. Like, I am do not want a tattoo, because I have this thing about me. I've known me since I was 18. What I wanted to get when I was 18, I would have got a tribal band when I was like fucking 17. I thought that looked badass, but if I would have had that now, I'd have been so embarrassed with it. And there's a few other people I've known that I've seen with embarrassing cliche tattoos, and you don't want to get a cliche tattoo. That's ridiculous. You want it to mean something, or at least I want mine to mean something if I ever got one. So that's why
I'm always that way too. I'm always the same way. And
I've had friends get like. We have a friend that has a Jiminy Cricket, and he has a compass on his leg. Because he has a compass because he moved to the East Coast. I'm like, okay, you get a compass if you travel the world, not for moving. Like, you just moved. But anyway, and then the Jiminy Cricket was because that's one of his favorite characters, which I respect. That, hey, he likes Jiminy Cricket. That's cool. Does having him on your back where you can't see him make you like him more?
Well, I think certain people are that way.
I'm a dick. I hope he doesn't listen.
Well, I think that's the thing with when it comes to tattoos.
I need to drink every episode, then I get more honest.
When it comes to tattoos, people have certain ways of looking at a tattoo. Certain people have that like tradition, like a Samoan, where it's like
this tattoo
is a lineage of my family. So, it
tells a story.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 generations of us getting tattoos together. Where you're like, that's badass.
But that's what I'm saying. That has. Pure meaning. There is nothing but meaning in that tattoo. So you're like, that's fucking amazing, and it tells your fucking story. Right. Like, that is awesome.
But then there's a whole other side of people that are totally justified in another way of just going, Jiminy Cricket? That looks badass.
Everybody's
I'm
justified.
Jiminy Cricket.
You can get whatever you want. And I'm not – I am talking shit, but I am definitely part of that. Like, if you want to put it on your body,
that's
fine.
The thing. Like, I think that's where it clashes is that – everybody's down to get a tattoo, but it's like everybody conflicts with the reasoning of the tattoo. It's
that's
like,
just it. Like, I like tattoos. I've seen some amazing
yours
tattoos.
Yours has meaning. Yours just, you like the aesthetic. Like, you think it looks cool.
I remember, like, I was that kid that would watch, what were those?
I think that's what
Miami
art is,
Inc.
too.
And those LA Inc.
LA
and those,
with the
I would watch some of those.
Dita Von T's or whatever.
But I'd always like the ones that, you know, the story was like, oh, I got a picture of my baby who passed away, and this is the last picture I had of him. I'm like, okay, that right there is fucking heartbreaking, and that right there, I'm 100% with.
This is my bro, Nacho.
Yeah, this is my brother who passed away, or I fucking wrangled dolphins for a living, or I got my leg bit off by a shark, and this is a Now this is a tattoo that says "fuck you, sharks," and I'm like, "Fuck yeah, do that. That's all. I'm all for it." But it's they never show that guy that comes in and he's like, "I want a four leaf clover because it makes my ass look lucky." And you're like, "Come on, dude, really?" It's shit like that. Or like, I had a friend who has he had a guy that was tattooed with a lawnmower, a stick figure with a lawnmower, and it looked like he was shaving his pubes.
Awesome.
And you're sitting there like, okay, that's fucking hilarious, right? But we're 19. When you're 32 and you have kids and you're trying to give your baby a bath and you're in the bathtub with him and he sees a fucking
lawnmower
on your crotch, is that...
And it's not even in fashion now to have pubes at all. So you're going to have a grassless hedge...
Right,
that's gonna even look more stupid.
He's mowing the dirt. What the hell is that about?
He's mowing nothing.
You know, you took away that guy's purpose in life.
Yeah,
he's a peg without
a hole. Exactly. You gotta grow something.
You know, so it's. Now I'm not saying, but see, I have seen tattoos where like, okay,
well,
that tattoo's gonna last a lifetime.
The thing with me is that
I don't want to get those stupid. I don't want to end up getting one of those ones that's just like, this is dumb. This is funny right now, not 5 years from now.
That's what tattoos are for a lot of people is that, am I going to be this? I'm not the same person every year, let alone a lifetime.
Literally and figuratively, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to be, that's the thing. If I got something that looked cool when I was 19, would I think it looked cool when I was 50? Hell no.
That's what I'm guessing. Unless it was something like, hey.
Unless it was a child or some sort of like diploma
it's something that's
whatever.
Never gonna change. Like I hate to keep bringing it up, but like Newman's brother, like that tattoo right there, that's never gonna change. So at 50, that's still gonna be fine.
But on the other hand,
but you get a tattoo of your first girlfriend's name,
yeah.
50 years later, when you're on your wife who is not your first girlfriend.
What you're going to do is you're going to name your first kid the same name. And you're going to be like, this is why I named it.
Your name is Stacy. I don't give a fuck if it's a boy. Your name is Stacy.
Stacy. Whoever it is Stacy.
that's fucking hilarious.
But I just feel that I was almost going to get a tattoo once. And I had the same thing with you, where I wanted it to have meaning, and I wanted it to be like, oh, this is going to be cool, it's going to have some story behind it, but it's also going to be like...
It's going to look good.
Look cool. And it had all these fronts. It was like, first, it was going to be me and my sister were going to get it, because we're twins. And we had a Pisces type of thing going on.
Oh, right.
Because we were both born in, obviously, February.
Oh, so that's the Pisces.
So it's a Pisces thing.
Fucking perfect.
Exactly. So, and I'm not even into astrology. I'm not even...
No, but it fits you. It's more fitting of you two more than the astrology.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, we're going to have two fish in like kind of like a yin-yang type of thing where it's going to be like one's biting each other's tail kind of like in a circle thing. And her... You know, one fish is going to be all feminine and one fish is going to be kind of masculine and it's going to be flipped. Like hers is going to be on the top where the female's on the top and then on my tattoo, the male's going to be on the top.
Awesome.
Right. So it's all this thing. And then on top of all that,
you get like Williams tattooed. Not Williams.
And on top of all of it, it was going to have my.
You guys should get a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Sorry. In fish form?
In fish form, that would be awesome. Sorry.
No, but my on top of all of it too, my grandpa's an artist, and we were gonna get him to design it, so it was gonna be art on. So it was gonna be a big type of
a great idea.
This is all about what tattoos are all about. And then me and my sister kind of hashed it out for like a year, and then we're like, let's do this, and then it just never happened, and it always fills it out. We're just never really in the right place. And then suddenly it's like, if it happened now, it'd be like, eh.
Yeah, the time has passed.
I'm over it. Like, I'm kind of, it's not like, I wouldn't, but it'd definitely be like, it's got to be something... I don't know. Like, I'm kind of past it. It's just like...
Well, it might be one of those things in the future. Maybe something will come up about it. But
even
it's a
then
cool
now,
idea.
I'm
but
still
would,
like, really?
That's not one you would have regretted either, but I see what you're saying.
It would have been like when I was 24 and it would have come through and we did.
Here we go.
At this point in my life, I think to myself, I wouldn't regret it. Here we go, I'd still be like, this is awesome.
Let's make a deal.
But now I'm like,
let's make a deal. We got to work out what the level is. But we got to find out some level of like likes on Facebook.
A million.
Or people, a million. That's quite an asking.
Because that's who gets really
a million
what
podcast listeners. Who gets a million?
I'm talking about a million likes on Facebook.
Let's make it 100,000.
100,000? Okay.
That's like almost a million to us.
That's definitely a big number.
If we get 100,000 likes on Facebook, we'll get an Almost Anything Network tattoo.
Okay, I'm down.
You get to choose where.
Yeah, of course. It's not like I'd get it on my face or something.
But it has to be 12 inches by 12 inches. You choose where.
Right, 12 inches, a foot long. A foot long. A square foot.
A foot.
A square foot.
A circle.
Your whole back is anything.
Wait, you can put it anywhere. I'm going to put it around my crotch. The middle is the A and be like, yeah. Or around my asshole and be like, haha, almost any asshole.
No, I'm talking about a lapel, something a couple inches.
I might get it like on the collarbone here or like just on the arm or on the back or something.
I'm with you in the sense of I'd be down to do it, but it doesn't have to be like minuscule where nobody would see it.
No, it has to be big enough to be seen.
Of course. Because
that's only if we start making money with this. I'm thinking $100,000 likes.
If we have
100,000
likes, we're making money.
We're making a little bit of money from this, so we're going
to
put that on.
We're not having to do other things.
I might put it on my ass where nobody will really see it.
I think it also in this day and age with now the tattoo removals.
Or should I put it on my forehead?
No matter what, you can always have it removed.
Is tattoo removal that good?
My sister had hers.
Was it good? Did it leave her scarred or anything?
No, but she had to do like a bunch of like, it was like a sessions, like five sessions.
I've heard about them before, but I've never seen anybody that actually went through it. So I didn't know how good they actually were. So if they work, that's awesome. But that's where I'm talking about. We need to get those temporary 2 week ones that you were just talking about. Cause I'd be way over, like I'd be putting that shit on every 2 weeks.
What if we did that? What if we had a company that did sick-ass temporary tattoos.
Let's figure that out, brother.
Custom-made temporary tattoos.
Let's figure it out. I'm not an artist, though. I need...
It's like you could put this film over a person, and then you could...
Is your grandpa still living in SoCal?
No.
He's out in Texas now?
Yes. Damn. But you could paint... Okay, after you put this film on a person, you could then paint on that person, and then eventually that film will be removable, or it removes... after time, or just fades after time, or whatever. But it's totally like,
what if
this
you just
film
do it?
Just suddenly clings
what if you
to your
do
body?
The stuff in henna paint, but you just don't do henna designs?
But it's only that stupid brown.
Yeah, but can't you do different? But I'm just saying, like, take that paint, and maybe you can like put food coloring, or like not food coloring, but. Whatever kind of safe coloring. This is off the air kind of stuff we could discuss, but I dig it. Let's do it. Make money. Woohoo! Pay us. All right,
guys.
That's a goal to you guys. If you can get us 1,000 likes, then you can get us 2,000 likes, then you can get us 10,000 likes, then you can get us 100,000 likes, and then we'll take a picture of both our asses with an Almost Anything tattoo on them.
Yep. It'll be like one of those things that you have to like combine, so it'll be like only half on mine and half on yours, and we have to put our butt cheeks together.
And then like the one line on my ass will be half of the end,
right?
And then the line on your ass will be the other end, and then we'll draw a diagonal across our ass,
exactly.
And then we'll be the almost at anything asses.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be great. But that's you guys can definitely donate if you guys want to on PayPal. Go to any of our Podomatic sites and donate on Podomatic. Oh. Or you can also just like and share
us on
iTunes or any of those.
What is our website? What is our email,
Almost Anything Podcast at yahoo.com.
All right. Go to the Almost Anything Podcast.com or at Yahoo or Almost Anything Podcast at yahoo.com. Or go to the Almost Anything Network Facebook and leave us a message, even if it's just like, sup, bitches? Or like, hey, you guys fucking suck. Stop making podcasts.
Or
I just
want to
see if anybody's listening.
Yeah. Just tell us, hey, I'm listening right now.
Because I see clicks, but I don't know if anybody's actually listening.
And the verdict is in.
The podcast is done.